And now on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM and 99.9 in Prescott and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A. It's Talk of the Town. Today is the Thursday Roundtable. Talk of the Town is sponsored by House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, A&E Reaper Graphics, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Barrett Propane, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, Prescott Dirt, Cottonwood Area Transit, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. Now live from the studios of KQ&A, here's your host for today's show, Sanford Cohen.
And hey, everybody, we are live here on KQ&A with your Thursday Roundtable, and lots of goodies for you. We're going to want you to use your imagination a little bit in the first part of our show, as Gene Barton will be joining us from the Verde Valley Imagination Library, and this is something that a lot of people are, really up on. It's, going to be a pretty big deal. They kicked one off here in Prescott recently, and so we're going to see what they're doing along those lines in the Verde Valley in Cottonwood. So stick around for that. And then a little bit later on, we're going to have some interesting news for you regarding some upcoming interviews that we're going to be doing here on Talk of the Town that are, they're kind of mind-blowing. And there's a story behind them, but we'll leave you in suspense as to who they are. But for the moment, use your imagination, if you will. And we're going to take a quick break, and then Gene Barton will be joining us from the Verde Valley Imagination Library. So don't go away. It's all happening here on Talk of the Town, KQ&A AM 1130, 99.9 in Prescott, 95.5 Prescott Valley Cottonwood, streaming live worldwide, KQNA.com.
This is Dave Barrett of Barrett Propane. The fall and winter holidays are behind us, and as we head into the new year, it's important to remember that our local businesses still need us. The tourists and our families have gone home, and now is a great time to get out and enjoy the peaceful, quiet hometown that we've all fallen in love with. Remember to shop and dine locally, and if you need propane, please let Barrett Propane, your local choice, provide you with the hometown service you deserve. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you saved money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people. Hello, this is Bill Chilson of House Chilson Insurance. For the moments you need us most, call 445-4600. House Chilson Insurance is one of the last independent agents in Prescott.
It's the year of the cat, which means 365 days with Cottonwood Area Transit, Bruce. It's a new beginning every day, wherever you want to ride in the entire Verde Valley.
Rudy, we can have a fresh start all year with Cottonwood Area Transit routes through Clarkdale, Verde Village, and 26 locations in Cottonwood. With Verde Links, it's a quick and easy trip to Sedona every day.
Don't forget our connectors to Camp Verde and Greyhound through Yavapai Apache Transit.
That's my New Year's resolution, Rudy.
And I'll begin anew by taking Verde Links to Sedona. Let's go.
Visit cottonwoodaz.gov for Cottonwood Area Transit and make your New Year, the year of the cat.
Varicose veins or legs that ache or feel heavy shouldn't keep you from delivering your best smash shot on the pickleball court. The Vein Center at Yavapai Regional Medical Center can get you back in the game. Our team specializes in diagnosing and treating vein disease, a serious vein-related circulation problem. YRMC's Vein Center will customize your therapy. If a procedure is needed, you'll undergo a state-of-the-art non-surgical treatment right at the Vein Center, and your care will be provided by a skilled vascular medicine specialist with the highest certification for care of the arteries and veins, an exceptional vascular medicine specialist and team, a customized approach to vein health, and the most advanced non-surgical treatments. The Vein Center at YRMC. Inspired by you.
Everyone's talking about Augie's Restaurant.
Augie's has the best appetizers and the best martinis ever.
It's got a really great atmosphere, a real homey feeling when you go in there. They got a great service staff that takes care of you from when you walk in to when you leave.
It's warm, it's friendly, it's fun, it's home away from home.
Chef Joel, best chef ever.
Check out Augie's. It's the place to dine on Highway 69, Augie's Frontier Village.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Sanford Cohen.
And those of you that know Talk of the Town, you know that we do feature a different community every day. And here on Thursday, occasionally, we will chat with the folks in Cottonwood. And today is one of those days. And so joining us is Jean Barton. She's with the Verde Valley Imagination Library. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Well, good. I want to, first of all, I know a little bit more about this Imagination Library than the average talking head, just simply because there was a similar situation that came up here in Prescott where they started working on a an Imagination Library. So I'm kind of familiar with it, but I want the folks to understand exactly how this came about. And Dolly Parton has a lot to do with this, right?
She has a great deal to do with this. It started in her rural county in Tennessee where she grew up, and her foundation was looking for things that they could do to help the community. And she came up with the brilliant idea of sending a free gift of a book every month from the time the kids were born until they turned 5. It went viral, it spread to neighboring counties, and now it's in 5 countries with over 1.5 million kids participating.
And what is the current status of the Imagination Library effort in Cottonwood? Is it at the beginning? Has it been going on for a while? What's the status?
You know, it was, first of all, the organization itself is her national organization, and it's the local affiliates that actually decide, yes, we want this here, and we will pay for the books and postage, we will promote it, and we will help enroll the kids. And it started in Sedona in 2012, and actually the now superintendent of schools over in Beaver Creek said we want it in Rimrock, and it spread to there in 2015, and in 2016, with the help of some grants, specifically the Arizona Community Foundation, we were able to roll it out to all the communities in the Verde Valley region. So since 2016, between then and now, we've gone from 400 kids to almost just short of 2,000 children under 5 who get books from our organization every month.
Every month.
Yeah, it starts at the birth hospital, the Verde Valley Medical Center. Their nurses give the first book, which is always a little indigent it could, to all new parents. And they help, if the parents would like it, help them enroll in the program so that a book arrives directly in their home when the kids are about 2 to 3 months old. And by that time, the kids are beginning to smile and like to look at bright pictures and basically sends the message that kids are listening and learning starting when they first come into this world.
So how are the items, the reading selections, how are they evaluated? And then who decides what books get sent to whom?
That's a great question. Dolly Parton's organization has a panel of early childhood teachers and literacy folks, and they have a contract with Penguin Random House Books, and so all the books are actually published by them for the program, and most of them are mainstream books, but published in a format that works for the mailing. And every year, the panel sees all the new children's books, and they choose which 12 books for each age group. So 12 for the 0 to 1-year-old, or birth to 1-year-old, 12 for the 1 to 2-year-old, and then 12 for each year up to age five. And they're actually chosen for the age appropriateness, number one, but also for imagination, inspiration, and partly the message it conveys, especially when they get to the older kids. And the actual flap of the book has some suggestions from the preschool, the literacy folks, about things parents can do to get the kids thinking about what they've read. Many of them are mainstream books. For instance, The Little Engine That Could, which is always the first book, which the message is, I think I can.
Now, the in terms of just a general understanding of just how impactful this is, there's plenty of documentation, I would presume, that, you know, how well a child develops early on in terms of exposure to books and literature and so forth pays off down the road in terms of their cognitive abilities and so forth. And there's actually a direct relationship, isn't there, between getting started early and seeing more positive benefits down the road?
Oh, big time. You know, the brain literally is wired in the first 5 years of life. And if it hasn't been stimulated, the wiring doesn't develop. And then if it's not used, it goes away. And the between 0 and 3, the brain is very rapidly developing. The child's brain is like a sponge. It's absorbing their experiences. And then the information comes back at them. So by the time a child's 3, language and vocabulary actually predicts who will struggle in school and who will have trouble reading. And the foundation for literacy is literally language, vocabulary, and comprehension. The mechanics of reading comes later, usually, although it varies with the child, and particularly the kindergarten to third grade teachers deal more with the mechanics of reading. But if they start out with a child that doesn't have basic vocabulary and language and wants to learn how to read, it's an uphill struggle for them as well as the children.
And there is, I would presume, also a particular reason why you're talking about an actual book, a three-dimensional book, something you could actually hold and read, as opposed to, because obviously it would be a lot cheaper and quicker to disseminate this stuff electronically, but there's obviously some additional value in having the three-dimensional book in the child's hand.
I get asked that question quite a bit, and I've actually asked the Dollywood Foundation whether they will ever go that route. And most of the reading specialists say, you know, it's as much about the social-emotional connection with their parents and the joint sharing of the pictures and the stories. And if you have a child that gets caught up in the bells and whistles of the electronics, sometimes there's quite a bit lost in translation. Somebody asked me once what comes first, reading for pleasure, learning to read, or reading to learn. And most people who like reading remember their parents reading to them and liking it. And that usually starts, there's a saying, it was on the internet, that an app is not a substitute for a lap. And basically cuddling with a child in a book and pointing at pictures is more than just the mechanics of language. It's the approval, the parents' approval, their attention, and the fact that the children start to love it.
We are talking with Gene Barton from the Verde Valley Imagination Library, and we will have more when we return here on Talk of the Town, KQ&A, AM 1130, 99.9 in Prescott, 95.5 Prescott Valley Cottonwood, streaming live worldwide at kqna.com. We'll be right back.
This just in. A huge blizzard is headed to Cliff Castle Casino Hotel. And this blizzard is full of cash. It's the $250,000 blizzard of cash. Earn entries January 2nd through January 29th playing your favorite games. Castle Club members receive 2x points on Thursdays. Then, Sundays and Wednesdays from 5 p.m. to 9 p.m., every hour, one lucky winner will have their chance at the grand prize of $250,000 cash. Bundle up for big wins at the $250,000 blizzard of cash. Only at Cliff Castle Casino Hotel. Must be 21 and a Players Club member to participate. See Players Club for details.
Happy New Year, everybody. I'm Adam Gettle.
And I'm Ted Gettle.
We're the Gettle Brothers.
From Gettle's High Desert Mechanical.
And of course, we want to wish everyone a Happy New Year.
You said that already.
Okay, well, how about warm wishes for a wonderful winter?
What?
Don't make me say it again. I think I hurt my tongue.
Oh, brother.
That's us.
Call Gettle's High Desert Mechanical and start the new year with a new furnace. Now offering plumbing repair and service.
It's a new year, and with that comes great expectations. This is Steve Seshka with Olson's for Healthy Animals. Good nutrition cures a lot of ills and keeps healthy pets and barnyard buddies at their very best. We at Olson's do more than just sell food and supplies. We provide peace of mind. We're always there to answer your questions and are partners with you to enhance your animal experience. We also think that when you shop, you're not just here to get a bag of food. More and more of you want to add brick and mortar to your shopping experience because doing business in a place like Olson's expands your community connection. Here at Olson's, we think local, we speak local, and we care local. And you're not just doing business locally, you're doing business with locals. We do things like feed all the law enforcement canines in Yavapai and Coconino counties for free because we know that budgets are tight. We're Olson's for Healthy Animals in Chino, Prescott, Dewey, Flagstaff, and Clarkdale, where since 1979, good enough just isn't.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Sanford Cohen.
And we're talking with Gene Barton, the Director for Enrollment and Promotion for the Verde Valley Imagination Library, something that was started by Dolly Parton and has spread throughout the country and beyond. And Gene, so as the Director of Enrollment, you are uniquely qualified to explain to our listening audience as to how a child becomes enrolled in the Imagination Library program. And are there qualifications? Are there exemptions? Is it, you know, first come, first served? Are there limits? Kind of give us the whole playing field in terms of how one would go about getting their child involved in the Verde Valley Imagination Library.
Basically, any child between the ages of birth and actually 4 years, 10 months, just before five, can enroll, and they need to live in a zip code that funds the program. And in the Verde Valley, all the zip codes for the towns in our area are funded. And so basically, it's available to all children under five who live in the Verde Valley. Parents can enroll online. They can enroll at any community library. They carry our registration brochures. And we partner with a number of other agencies within the community that are really passionate about early childhood literacy, including the libraries. But also, many of the Head Start directors can ask parents, would you like to get books at home? And they can help them enroll directly when they're there, or many of the preschools will also carry our brochures. It's non-exclusive, and it's for both stay-at-home and working parents, having a book arrive in the mail is wonderful. It's one less step on a busy day, and for a 1 and 2 year old, they're ecstatic to get their own mail.
And the money that is used to pay for the books and the postage and things like that, where does that come from?
That is from the community, and that is actually one of the strengths of the program, because it means that it's free to parents. But the community pays for the cost of the books and postage, which on average is about $2.10 to both produce and mail the book directly to the home. There are some other 90% of our expenses go to that. We're an all-volunteer group, so there's no salaries or facility overhead included in that. And we've been generously supported by grants. As you know, grants often like to help start up organizations, and they depend, they like to see the community supported in a sustainable fashion. So we are having our first our first celebration and fundraiser coming up at the Blazin' M Ranch.
Okay, well, tell us all about that.
That is on February 23rd. It's from 5 to 8:30. The ticket price of $50 includes a chuck wagon dinner, special entertainment, a raffle, a little short film clip about Dolly Parton's and about how her library got started and how it took fire, a live and silent auction, and the proceeds will all go to basically the organization for the books and postage.
So how did you get involved in this effort, Gene? What's your background, and how did you decide to make this your life's work?
Well, the first half of my life's work was 40 years as a pediatrician and an educator. First half was at the Children's Hospital in Kansas City, and the second half was at the County Hospital in Minneapolis. And throughout, we saw all kids, regardless of their ability to pay, so self-pay, Medicaid, and the employees' and CEOs' children. And when I retired and moved here, I was just curious as to what the life was like for children living in the Verde Valley. And I found that daycare was scarce and expensive, and the majority of the kids were at home with their parents, fortunately, between 0 and 5. And this is from my own experience, if you're a working parent and you have two parents, you have two parents doing three jobs. And it's not just money that's scarce, it's also time.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't know about the Imagination Library, and I researched it and realized it was uniquely suited to rural areas.
Yeah, the mail delivery portion of this is the part that, you know, while it may seem to be rather, you know, matter of fact, the fact is it is brilliant. It's a brilliant idea that if you're going to keep books in front of kids, you have to make sure and account for the fact that these kids can't go and get these books themselves, and if the parents, like you say, are just super busy or motivated otherwise, you could see why this would kind of fall off the map, so to speak. And so the persistence of the delivery of the books through Imagination Library, I think, is so important a way of making sure that this effect that comes from being, you know, given a steady diet of literacy, really comes through. It's a brilliant concept.
I couldn't have said it better. When you see a 1 or 2 year old when they're in nap time or timeout time or whatever, when you see them going for their favorite book and amusing themselves, you start to understand why it means so much. Plus, if you're working, bedtime stories are one of those things that all of us look forward to. It helps us all unwind, and the reality of it is looking at a lighted screen keeps you awake.
That's a good point. Oh, boy. So, okay, so now let's say there are some folks that who's either their interest or someone they know, one of their relatives, might be someone that would like to know more about the Verde Valley Imagination Library. What are the first or second or third ways they could reach out and get some information about it?
To learn specifically about the Verde Valley Imagination Library, we have a website, vvilbooks.com, that tells a little bit about the history of our particular affiliate. However, Dolly Parton's organization, if you just Google imaginationlibrary.com, has a wonderful website that gives a lot of background on the organization, as well as parents can also look and see if it's available in their community. They can just enter their zip code and the age of their child and their address, and it says, yes, it's available. Or it may say, yes, you're on a waiting list. and I know I'm aware of it's starting up in Prescott, and that was a little bit of an outgrowth of some of our experience over here in the Verde Valley.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thrilled, actually.
Well, having devoted so much of your life to the welfare and the well-being of children, I can understand why this is such an important endeavor for you. And also want to make sure and remind folks about the fundraiser at the Blazin' M Ranch on February 23rd. The tickets are available in advance, and how might they go about purchasing those?
You can purchase them online at vvilbooks.com. And you can also, I believe on the website, there's a phone number to call.
Okay.
If you do not have access, if you are not comfortable ordering your tickets online, it can be done that way as well.
All right, and anybody out there that's not driving around with a pencil, you can certainly contact us at the radio station, and we will definitely put you in touch with these folks from the Verde Valley Imagination Library. Gene Barton has been our guest here on Talk of the Town. Gene, thank you not only for the work that you have done, but that you are continuing to do and will continue doing on behalf of kids of the Verde Valley. And thank you for joining us here on this Talk of the Town.
Thank you, Sanford.
You bet. All right, we're going to take a break for the news, and then we've got our own news. We're going to tell you about a couple of really awesome interviews are going to be coming up, and we'll probably take a little moment or two to discuss the launching of the missiles in Iran. And well, your mic's not on yet, so your mic is still not on yet, but we are going to go ahead. We're going to take a break for the news. Chuck Roberts will be joining me, so stick around. We've got a couple of big announcements and lots of news to make here on Talk of the Town, KQ&A, AM 1130, 99.9 in Prescott, 95.5 Prescott Valley Cottonwood, streaming live worldwide at KQ&A.com. We'll be right back after the news.
This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV Service Sales and Rentals, and we're proud to have been chosen one of the top 50 RV dealerships in North America. We're located at Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69, Prescott Valley in Dewey, and online at AffinityRV.com.
Affinity RV, bringing family and lifestyles together.
January is chili month at Prescott Brewing Company, and we're cooking up four different savory chili entrees that are sure to pack a flavorful punch all month long. Hi, this is Roxanne, inviting you to savor our unique made-from-scratch chilies, a different one each week as you chase away the winter cold here at PBC. Our brewery elves were busy all last month handcrafting some of their own specialties, so enjoy an award-winning handcrafted beer to wash it all down. Prescott Brewing Company in the heart of downtown Prescott.
You have probably heard that all good things take time, but at A&E Reaper Graphics, we deliver great printing now, with same day and next day services available for so many of your marketing or personal printing needs. Don't wait a week for your print signs and custom designs. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us online, or call 442-9116. Even Amazon can't offer that prime of a service. At A&E Reaper Graphics, we're proud to be your one-stop print shop.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents
and Doug. Welcome to Burger Palace. What would you like today?
Yes, I'd like to tell you that Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need.
This is Burger Palace. Do you want any food?
Yes, one palace party meal.
No, Limu, they won't put insects on a burger.
No, you can't talk to the manager.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
We're KQ&A.
Thanks for joining KQ&A's Talk of the Town. I'm DJ Phone with your Thursday check of local and state news and weather together. Brought to you by Affinity RV. Former Arizona Supreme Court Chief Justice Frank X. Gordon has died at the age of 90. Steve Clausen reports on his historic legacy.
Gordon is best remembered for presiding over the impeachment trial of former Governor Evan Mecham in 1988. Arizona Mirror columnist and former Arizona Representative Chris Hurstum says Gordon conducted the impeachment trial with a judicial demeanor.
He had a very calm personality. He could be stern when he had to be, but he was calm, he was intelligent, and most importantly, he was extremely fair.
Hurstum served on the five-member board of managers during the impeachment.
Both sides, I think, respected him greatly, and he really was the perfect person to preside over a controversial and historic impeachment trial.
Gordon served in the Arizona judiciary system for 30 years. Steve Clausen, Arizona News Radio.
The Arizona Coyotes visit the Tampa Bay Lightning at 5 o'clock today, right here on KQ&A. A 40% chance for light snow and snow showers tonight, chilling overnight to about 25, clearing for a sunny weekend with highs in Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Dewey-Humboldt in the mid to upper 40s tomorrow through Monday. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, a 50% chance for nighttime light snow and showers, cooling after bedtime to near 30, with sunny weekend highs in the low to mid 50s tomorrow through Monday. Your KQ&A News and Weather this hour is a service of Affinity RV. Have a great Thursday evening and stay tuned. Talk of the Town, the Thursday Roundtable, will continue in a moment on KQ&A.
This is Dave Barrett of Barrett Propane. The fall and winter holidays are behind us, and as we head into the new year, it's important to remember that our local businesses still need us. The tourists and our families have gone home, and now is a great time to get out and enjoy the peaceful, quiet hometown that we've all fallen in love with. Remember to shop and dine locally, and if you need propane, please let Barrett Propane, your local choice, provide you with the hometown service you deserve. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
It's the year of the cat,
which means 365 days with Cottonwood Area Transit, Bruce. It's a new beginning every day, wherever you want to ride in the entire Verde Valley.
Rudy, we can have a fresh start all year with Cottonwood Area Transit routes through Clarkdale, Verde Village, and 26 locations in Cottonwood. With Verde Links, it's a quick and easy trip to Sedona every day.
Don't forget our connectors to Camp Verde and Greyhound through Yavapai Apache Transit.
That's my New Year's resolution, Rudy.
And I'll begin anew by taking Verde Links to Sedona. Let's go.
Visit cottonwoodaz.gov for Cottonwood Area Transit and make your New Year, the year of the cat.
Hi, this is Sam with Prescott Dirt, and we've been family-owned and operated since 1999. We've just expanded our inventory and now have over 80 different products to suit your landscaping needs. We even have planters mixed for gardening, fill dirt, topsoil, ABC, sand, and boulders. So whatever you need, we've got you covered. We even deliver. Come by and check us out at our Prescott Valley office on Highway 69 and Lake Valley Road next to Napa, or in Prescott off of Willow Creek Road and Sandretto Drive behind Affinity RV.
Everyone is talking about Augie's Restaurant.
Augie's has the best appetizers and the best martinis ever.
It's got a really great atmosphere, a real homey feeling when you go in there. They got a great service staff that takes care of you from when you walk in to when you leave.
It's warm, it's friendly, it's fun, it's home away from home.
Chef Joel, best chef ever.
Check out Augie's. It's the place to dine on Highway 69, Augie's Frontier Village.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Sanford Cohen.
Well, you know, it is amazing the things you talk about when you turn a certain age. And it just seems as though once you get north of the big 6-0, all of a sudden health issues just seem to be... that and comparing pictures of grandchildren. I mean, that's basically it.
Yeah.
And, you know, and I am... getting used to, begrudgingly getting used to being a part of that club, even though sometimes I feel like beating myself over the head with it. But, you know, the reason I bring that up is, I was out at the airport on Tuesday, and we were doing the groundbreaking for the new airport terminal here in Prescott. And we had about 200 people in the audience, many of whom were of my generation. And
the greatest generation.
Yeah, the only ones that weren't were people that are working for the city and doing all the important
the other
stuff.
People.
You know, the rest of us were all just kind of doing our... I remember back in the old days when...
when I first came to town.
Yeah. So anyway... I got to, circulate a little bit, and there was quite a few people there that I saw I hadn't seen in quite a while. Chip Davis used to be the supervisor in Yavapai County. I saw him, and I got a chance to talk to your old pal Rolly, was there, and lots of folks that, were on for this big event. And, It is astounding. It is amazing. And if you're right now, if you're listening to me and you're under the age of, say, 55, you probably still just like bounce out of bed when you're when your eyes open up. You just like bounce right out of bed and you hit the ground running and you're off to the kitchen to get the coffee and blah, 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 boom. And I used to be like that. I used to do that just like you. But, and, of all the people, the guy that gave me this advice, this heads up years ago, and I was probably in my early 50s when he said it, was Rex Mason, Lucy Mason's husband. And Rex told me, he says, once you get past about 60-something, it takes you a couple of steps to get going. And I'm thinking to myself, a couple of steps to get going? What the heck does that mean? I get it. I wake up, take a quick inventory, nothing is particularly aching at the moment, and then drape one leg off of the bed, pause for a second, make sure I get good footing, gradually ease myself up into an upright position, take a deep breath, first step. And then the second step, I get going.
And all's good from then on.
And Rex was right. The second step is when you get going. I don't know why I brought that up. We're just...
Because you were hanging around with a bunch of nice senior citizens. Seasoned citizens.
One guy, though, that really impressed me a lot, and we had a lot in common, and we sat and chatted... for a whole bunch. His name is Mark McClarty, and Mark is the Assistant Regional Director for the FAA. So these were the people that were responsible for coming up with the $10 million grant that allowed the city of Prescott, through its contributing funds, to build this new terminal. And so we're having like a little, appetizer after the thing is over, and somebody had told me that McClarty went to Michigan State.
Oh boy!
And so I made a beeline over to Mark while he was sitting, and I have my food with me too. So we're just sitting there chatting, and he was class of 86. I was class of 79, and it turns out we stayed in the same dorm, not at the same time, but he was in the same dorm as I was. And then we started talking about the Bad Boys, the Detroit Pistons of the late 80s. And we both had that in common. That was our favorite team. And so we were just chattering, just great. It gets to a point where you got to move on. And, he doesn't know me. I don't know him. He's not from here. I'm not from there.
You don't hang out in the same spot.
So I'm trying to think of a reason how I can just say, well, I got to get up now, And so Dr. Robin Sabata, who is the mastermind for the city of Prescott and this whole airport thing, she sits down with her food and we start chatting, and she proclaims that she is from the University of Michigan.
and
Ann Arbor.
And a silence fell over.
Ann Arbor. And before anybody could say anything, I stood up with my plate and I go, well, I guess that's my cue. Boom! So, because I, you know, when you're talking, you can't eat and talk at the same time unless you want to look like a slob. And so we were talking and my food was sitting there the whole time, but I did want to eat it because, you know, the... you know, they had a very nice, you know,
buffet
spread. Yeah. Goods from the Garden, Goodness from the Garden, or I think is the name of the place. Deb Moranville was great, you know, a great display. But so anyway, so that gave me my option to, you know, oops. And so I just wanted to publicly say to Dr. Sabata, I really wasn't offended by the fact, well, yeah, maybe I was a little bit, that you were from the University of Michigan. But you, I want you to know, I want everybody to know just how special this ceremony was yesterday and why it's such a big deal. There were, you know, the FAA gets these projects proposed to them from all over the country. Sure. In this go-round, there was 167 airport projects in front of them. The FAA picked four, and one of those four was Prescott. And, you know, Director McLarty said, basically, the airport thing was Tuesday. Oh, okay. So it wasn't yesterday. It was Tuesday. But anyway.
See, when you get over 60.
You get old, you all runs together. But anyway, a lot of people in the audience didn't know that. This was like news to them. Even people from the city were not aware that is literally how what the odds were of getting this thing done. And so... when you're thinking of, you know, traveling with SkyWest Airlines and you enjoy this brand new terminal when it comes into play in about 14 months, think of Dr. Robin Sabata and the days and nights and long evenings. And she just literally bugged and cajoled and just kept in the face of these folks from the federal government. And that is what got us to the point.
Get us to the head of the line.
Well, we are definitely in the top four.
Well, yeah.
Out of 167.
I'd call the head of the line.
So, I mean, that was just huge. And congratulations, applause, standing ovation for the entire airport team. There were design and construction people that were involved in this. They had to have all their ducks in a row, not only in a row, but present them in the order in which the FAA needed to hear them so that when there were things that needed clarification, they weren't over on thing.
Let me call Joe.
And so this was just so well executed. And the event on Tuesday, likewise, you know, was staged very nicely. We had the golden shovels, and everybody was, you know, sticking their shovels up in the air. And, you know, my wife and I actually got to, after everybody else was done, I said to Sherry Heine, I said, can Terry and I get a picture with the golden shovels?
Sure.
So we actually have our own little groundbreaking picture afterwards. But that is just so cool to be there on for a moment in history that will live forever here in Prescott. And I can tell you that this is definitely not my first exposure to the airport planning process. About 30, almost 35 years ago, Ken Rankin, who was a realtor in Prescott Valley, his son Larry worked for Congressman Paul Gosar for a number of years. But Ken Rankin came to my office and rolled out these very elaborate drawings of the future Prescott Valley International Airport. And that was literally almost 35 years ago. And so, Ken Rankin, wherever you are, this terminal and the ultimate service that will be provided here may not have been the culmination of the drawings that you had looked at, but definitely represents the kind of progress that he had hoped for.
And I think having Embry-Riddle Aeronautical University in the area for all these years, I think that's where Robin came from, that and having SkyWest providing all this great service, you know, when that plan comes together and we're in the top four, beautiful.
Well, and, you know, the other thing that was, you know, not really said, but I think was certainly a part of it, because these are things that don't end up in the box score. When Donald Trump came to Prescott Valley for his campaign appearance, back in 2016, I guess it was, he couldn't land his airplane at the Prescott Airport because of weight or length of the runway or whatever the problem was. And so the candidate, Donald Trump, and his entourage had to come from Las Vegas to Prescott Valley in three private planes. And he told us at the time, he said, if I get elected, I'm going to make sure you guys get that airport fixed, because next time I come here, I want to be able to come here on Air Force One. And it's like, you know, okay, you know, whatever. Well, you know, and then, again, very, you know, very small but significant, our state treasurer, Jeff DeWitt, went to work for the president when he was elected. And I talked with Jeff a couple of times, and I know that during the time that he's been there, that he mentioned, you know, just a little mention once in a while, hey, don't forget that airport over in Prescott, boy. So, you know, these little things, when I was doing my thing with the Chamber of Commerce in Prescott, I had a chance to sit down with Harry Oberg when he was the mayor. And we were talking about how important the airport was and things that needed to be done. And the Friends of the Airport group was, you know, solidified. And so I did a little shuttle diplomacy of my own because, Harry wanted to make sure that, Prescott Valley was on board. And so I went and I had coffee with Larry Tarkowski. Probably now I'd say it'd be almost 2 years ago, and talked about it. I said, hey, we really want to get the airport thing needs to happen and you guys need to be on board and all that. And, so the first step was for the Prescott Valley Town Council to approve the expenditure of funds to help with the study, which they did. Mm. And so that also having the regional cooperation and being a regional airport and not a municipal airport was a big factor in raising the score of the project in the eyes of the FAA. So all these things all come together and make really cool things happen. And, you know, I was just so excited to be a part of it. And I want to thank the city of Prescott and Mayor Mangarelli and City Manager Michael Lamar, Airport Director Dr. Robin Sabata, and John Heine from the Tourism and Economic Development Group for allowing me to participate in the event. It was fun.
And I think that, what did you say, how long before it's completed? 2 years?
Yeah, about 14, 15
Year
months,
and a half.
I think.
Yeah.
I mean, they're already breaking ground.
I was going to say, there'll be another little barbecue going on, too.
We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we have news about future interviews here on Talk of the Town. Got a couple of big ones for you. So stay tuned. It's all happening right here on Talk of the Town, KQ&A AM 1130, 99.9 in Prescott, 95.5 Prescott Valley Cottonwood, streaming live worldwide, KQNA.com.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you to who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment. Hello, this is Susan Morrison. That agent is here at House Chilson Insurance. Come see us today at 400 White's Bar Road. We are one of the only locally owned and operated independent insurance agencies left in Prescott.
Stay warm and comfortable all winter long with Gettles High Desert Mechanical. When it comes to fast, reliable service, the guys and gals at Gettles get it. Building, remodeling, or just making sure your heating and air conditioning is performing properly. Call Gettles and their highly trained service techs will keep your furnace system running at peak efficiency. Avoid disappointments and future regrets. Don't settle. Call Gettles, G-O-E-T-T-L-S. Visit GettlesHDM.com, now offering plumbing repair and service.
This just in, a huge blizzard is headed to Cliff Castle Casino Hotel. And this blizzard is full of cash. It's the $250,000 Blizzard of Cash. Earn entries January 2nd through January 29th playing your favorite games. Castle Club members receive 2x points on Thursdays. Then, Sundays and Wednesdays from 5 p.m. to 9 p.m., every hour, one lucky winner will have their chance at the grand prize of $250,000 cash. Bundle up for big wins at the $250,000 Blizzard of Cash. Only at Cliff Castle Casino Hotel. Must be 21 and a Players Club member to participate. See Players Club for details.
You have probably heard that all good things take time, but at A&E Reaper Graphics, we deliver great printing now, with same day and next day services available for so many of your marketing or personal printing needs. Don't wait a week for your print signs and custom designs. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us online, or call 442-9116. Even Amazon can't offer that prime of a service. At A&E Reaper Graphics, we're proud to be your one-stop print shop.
It's the year of the cat,
which means 365 days with Cottonwood Area Transit, Bruce. It's a new beginning every day, wherever you want to ride in the entire Verde Valley.
Rudy, we can have a fresh start all year with Cottonwood Area Transit routes through Clarkdale, Verde Village, and 26 locations in Cottonwood. With Verde Links, it's a quick and easy trip to Sedona every day.
Don't forget our connectors to Camp Verde and Greyhound through Yavapai Apache Transit.
That's my New Year's resolution, Rudy.
And I'll begin anew by taking Verde Links to Sedona. Let's go.
Visit cottonwoodaz.gov for Cottonwood Area Transit and make your New Year, the year of the cat.
January is chili month at Prescott Brewing Company, and we're cooking up four different savory chili entrees that are sure to pack a flavorful punch all month long. Hi, this is Roxanne, inviting you to savor our unique made-from-scratch chilies, a different one each week as you chase away the winter cold here at PBC. Our brewery elves were busy all last month handcrafting some of their own specialties, so enjoy an award-winning handcrafted beer to wash it all down. Prescott Brewing Company in the heart of downtown Prescott.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Sanford Cohen.
And we are back live here on KQ&A. In fact, we are the warm-up to Coyotes hockey, which will be taking place right at 5 o'clock sharp, so we will get you there.
Are you talking about the first place hockey team?
The first place Arizona Coyotes, absolutely. Yes. You know, and not only that, we actually saw them win on New Year's Eve. And then they went on to win a couple more after
about four
that.
In a row.
Yeah, so very, very happy, happy. And the Coyotes hockey will come your way precisely at 5 o'clock, so stay tuned for that. If you want to listen to Mark Levin and the Talk of the Quad Cities, you can, but you'll have to go online at kqna.com on your computer, your mobile phone, and do the streaming, and we will have Mark Levin for you there.
Well, you said you have a couple big interviews coming up yourself.
Well, yes, as a matter of fact. Thank you very much. Yes. First of all, I recorded an interview a few days ago with the master of the English blues, John Mayall, and we will have that interview for you in the next week or two. So stick around for that. John Mayall, as far as I'm concerned, is a treasure. He's 87 years old. He's still touring and sounds great. He is the first concert that I ever went to when I was 13 years old. Went to Cobo Hall. My mom dropped me off with my friends, and we sat in the upper deck because tickets were $6.50, $5.50, and $4.50. And, you know, that extra $2, that's a lot of money back then.
Yeah.
And so the headliner was Three Dog Night. The opening act was John Mayall. And I was so blown away, I ran out, bought John Mayall's album and then a whole bunch of albums. And we play a bunch of him on our Badass Blues station. And so John was really excited not only to hear about Badass Blues, but to know that he personally lit the fire that started that and ended up, albeit 50 years later, getting Badass Blues. The other big interview is going to be coming up on January 23rd. So that's 2 weeks from today, live at 4 o'clock. Professor Alan Dershowitz will be joining us live right here on Talk of the Town to talk about his book, Guilt by Accusation, and also discuss the anti-Semitism rise that's been going on around the world. But Professor Alan Dershowitz joining us live right here on Talk of the Town 2 weeks from today at 4 o'clock. So circle your calendar and be ready for it because it's pretty exciting.
Yeah, that's world-renowned interview right there.
All right. So anyway, that's what we'll be doing in the weeks to come. But next week, we will have more interviews for you. And also, we have Let's Talk Sports coming your way tomorrow at 4, albeit it's an abbreviated version. We're only on until 5:30 because we have yet another Coyotes hockey game for you tomorrow night, as well as the Coyotes are on the road back on the East Coast. So tune in for that. And we'll also be having the folks in here for a few minutes from the Monster Truck event that's going on this weekend at the Findlay Toyota Center. They'll be joining us live in studio at the beginning of the show tomorrow. So stay tuned for that and lots more. So anyway, I want to say a big thank you to Gene Barton from the Verde Valley Imagination Library. Don't forget their big fundraiser at the Blazin' M Ranch on February the 23rd. And you can call us if you want details on how to go ahead and get tickets. And a big thank you also to Chuck Roberts for keeping me company here in the second half of today's show. So stick around. It's Coyotes Hockey coming your way after Arizona News. And then we'll be back tomorrow at 4 for Let's Talk Sports Live right here on the Talk of the Quad Cities KQ&A. Have a great Thursday, everybody.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by Olson's for Healthy Animals, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Cottonwood Area Transit, Janessa's Family Hair Care, A&E Reaper Graphics, Barrett Propane, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, Prescott Dirt, and Yavapai Regional Medical Center. The views on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM and 99.9 in Prescott and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.